You're listening to the TSL Podcast, the podcast for the number one social co-ed touch football league in the entire universe, with your hosts, me, Joe K, Doreen, and a host of other lovely TSL celebrities we got to come on and talk to us. Let's get into the show.
You can bring it up at any time.
You can bring up something Bobby said at boot camp and be like, listen, I get to say it all out now.
I love that he has a boot camp.
It was just for me.
I literally keep telling him he does it
for a lot of people.
Yeah, he's done it for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So when JT asked me to quarterback, I was like, I'm so nervous. Like, I can't do this. But Bobby knew I can throw. He's like, we're going to make you really good. You're going to go through boot camp. And that's why... Like, I know how to actually play quarterback now instead of just being able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
I would not have ever known all of the stuff that he's taught me in 8 weeks.
Yeah, he's a really good teacher.
Yes,
I try to tell everybody anything about Bobby, he's an amazing coach.
He is.
And that's why I wish he would just listen to me and take the damn test so he can be a coach.
Why does he do it?
I don't know.
He coaches flag, 10-year-old flag football.
Yeah, and he's good at it. Like, you can tell that he cares.
What? Is there a problem?
We know you're recording.
Yeah, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast.
Ha
ha, she didn't know. Well, you were just talking shit about Bobby, so I hit record just to see if you'd talk more shit. And then instead you just went into, like, how he changed your life and made you a great quarterback.
I didn't talk any shit about him.
Okay, that's fine.
Whatever. Well, except you did say he played like shit on that game last
week. I did not say he played like shit. He said he played bad. And he did play not great.
Aw, look at that positivity.
That's
love
good.
I mean, she's making noise. It's fine. Get a little bit closer to it. It'll be all great. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Joe K, as we are doing this random Labor Day podcast, so I'm pretty excited. We are coming to you live, but actually recorded from T, Major's Garage Bar, at Doreen's house. Doreen is here this time because you weren't last week.
Yeah.
Hello, Doreen.
Hi.
Did you listen to the podcast that we did at your house without you?
I didn't, and I feel
really bad. You said you were going to.
I was going to, and then it snuck up on me, and I've had a crazy weekend, but I was kind of laughing about it because I got the video from you, I showed it to Tim, and he goes, Miles goes, are people in our garage right now? And I said, yeah, they're doing the podcast, and he was like, without you? I'm like, yeah, they look like they're having more fun than they usually would be if I were there. And then I started laughing because I made the joke. I was like, I'm going to need to set up a GoFundMe to get my bottle of Fireball back.
That's fine. It could have been completely gone. It wasn't even like full when we got here. So it's not like we started.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It wasn't.
I'm just back here drinking Fireball by
you
myself.
You are.
don't tell anybody.
You just did. But
that's what sits in my water bottle when I go to the Rose Garden every week.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen,
no, I said alcohol.
Our co-host with the most, Tino, is not here today because he has to
go to
a super cool party that somebody whose hair he cuts is having, so he had to bail on us. But he did give me notes on his games and stuff. So Tino will be here. So in the Tino chair is a long-time reserve when we need him guest, George Lombardo. Hello, George.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
George, write a fucking essay over there. What the hell are you doing?
I'm not. I'm just taking care of some business.
Okay, it's about a lot of winners
he's
and losers.
He's doing his notes.
He's
a good student.
George is pretty good at coming in a pinch, as he did at the bar when we decided we were going to do this, and then we all kind of sort of forgot and then remembered and came here 4 hours later. I'm super excited, and we're here, and I love it.
Yeah.
So it's good to be here. What's been going on with you, George?
Recovery with football and all sorts of other fun stuff to do. I mean, I got hurt, and next thing I knew, I didn't have anything to do, and now I'm probably the most busy I've ever been in my whole life.
Right. How is your injury healing, by the way? You all set with that? I know you're playing, but that doesn't mean it's, like, super good to go.
It's good. I'm starting to feel like myself again, except for a lot less muscle on my shoulders.
Yeah, well, but, broken collarbones will do that, though.
Finally lifting weights again and not feeling like my shoulders separating as I pick them up, so it's just fun getting back in there.
Fantastic.
And our guest today. You look great.
He does look great. You look happy. You're doing the things. And our guest today is taking the league by storm. She plays very, very well receiver in D1 for Eyes Downtown, but more importantly, she is arguably already the D5 quarterback of the year. At least she's the front runner, as long as she doesn't fucking blow it during the rest of the season.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
Straight out of, as you may have heard when we opened the show, the Bobby Boot Camp for quarterbacks, the QB Club. She is Bridget of Bridget and Quit It, and we're so happy to have you. It's pretty exciting. This is where you say something. She's incredibly nervous in the shots.
I've fed her as many shots as I could feed her at this stage.
To be fair, she's ass, so it's not like you're forced. That makes you sound predatory, but other than that,
it does.
Bridget, welcome to the show. Tell me all about your life. Let's go. Come on. Speaking of, she's going to freeze up.
No, she isn't. Actually,
yes, I am.
We were chatting beforehand, and I was like, so how'd you get in the league? And she started talking, and I said, just so you know, you're going to have to redo all of this.
Correct.
For the
podcast.
Okay, we can
start.
Raina. I used to live with Raina, and she needed a girl for the season last year in Girthquakes, and she asked me, she was like, you're athletic, you can figure it out. Do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, like, I'll play with you guys. And I didn't really know anything going into the league. I never played football a day in my life.
No, you're fine. Okay. I just can't see his George's bulbous head because he keeps writing his essay.
So I started off with Girthquakes last year, and...
Poor George.
It's fine.
You can keep writing your essay.
No, it's done. I'm actually done. We're good.
George is really
Pens
tall.
Pens down, children. Let All Bridget right. finish. She started with Girthquakes.
So you had it. You live with Raina, and she asked you to play football, and you're like, I haven't played football before, and I didn't know what to expect.
But what were the other sports you played?
So I play softball and then pickleball. I used to bowl, and then I used to play soccer.
See, I feel like any time we see a girl that plays soccer or softball, it's an automatic that they're going to be great in
softball
football,
players,
too.
Especially for soccer.
Yes,
right?
Katie Topolsky plays in the league on Free Ballers, and I think she plays on Girthquakes, too. It's one of my good friends, and we actually play softball on the team that we play, like, competitive softball on. And the team is composed of, like, a whole bunch of girls all over the Northeast. And we travel all over the pretty much east side of the country and go play, like, every other weekend. It's super fun.
So it sounds like
your whole life then?
No, I actually didn't start really playing softball until I was like 19 or 20. I played soccer my whole life and bowling my whole life. And then I got hurt in soccer, so I switched to softball.
How bad did you get hurt?
I tore my ACL, MCL, meniscus, PCL, LCL, and patellar tendon. So I can no longer kick a ball.
Yikes.
What?
Yeah.
That is a lot of things.
And then I tore my MCL again in February. And then I went back too early, and then I re-tore it in April. And now I'm just back. Almost 100%.
And you're running around on those fields. Yike.
It's not the greatest thing.
That's
but.
A lot of.
And you asked me about my shoulder.
Yeah, I didn't know she tore every CL possible. It's amazing. Like, all right, so can no longer kick a ball because of that, so you realized, fuck, I can throw a ball. Well, I think other people realized you could throw a ball.
Yeah, actually, JT saw me warming up one day when we were playing catch on Girthquakes. When we were just playing catch, I threw, like, a deep ball or whatever, and he's like, wow, you have a really good arm. He's like, do you want to quarterback a D6 team? And I was like, I don't really know how to do it. And then we started building our roster, and we were not going to be able to play D6. And I went to Bobby, I was like, I'm too nervous, I can't play like that high, like I've never played before. And he's like, we'll get you to be able to play it. So that's how it all started, actually.
So you've played, obviously, like every sport ever, like you were saying. Are you nervous before every game? Like, that you've ever played? Is this just, like, a normal thing for you? Because I feel like most people have played sports, like, as much as you say you've been playing, like...
No, I'm the most nervous ever playing quarterback in my entire life.
That I understand completely, but I don't know if being nervous was just a thing for you, because, you know, I'm nervous to play quarterback, I'm nervous to talk on a podcast.
Well,
where's that
talking and,
show?
Like, it's just, like, a social situation that I'm nervous on. Sports I'm usually not nervous on. I just... For sports, I've usually always just been able to, like, go pick it up and be fine at it. But this is, like, more of a mental aspect where, like, I've never really had to think. I just blank out and just go play. And I can usually just get it down to be good enough where I'm not going to be bad. Like, this is something, like, if you don't have the mental aspect and know how to do it, you're going to be bad.
Right. So then at first, because I know a lot of people who can say that about things they enjoy, but, like, they get nervous or whatever. So now that you've played three games now, quarterback, obviously they've all gone pretty well, but you still probably have made mistakes along the way. I want to assume, maybe you've just been spot the fuck on because you've been murdering teams, but if you've had a bad throw or, like, fucked up, because it's going to happen, I'm assuming it's happened.
Actually, last game was the first game that I had a bad throw.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was Nazo-Sticky's defense is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it was my first interception that I threw this week, and I knew it right off the bat. I was like, I should not have thrown that ball.
Okay, so then did that make you nervous as the game went on, or because of did the sports thing kick in and you're like, well, fuck it, just leave that play behind and let's just move on?
Well, usually I would just go take a drink, but Bobby doesn't let me drink during the game, so.
Oh my god.
I have to do him stone cold sober.
What?
I had a drink last week and a drink fell over and he kicked it onto the ground. He's like, you don't get to drink.
Jesus Christ.
So I have to do it sober and I just have to be nervous.
This is literally a league built on people being semi.
I'm aware. Even in softball, yeah. Like, which I'm not usually nervous for, because like, I've been playing, I'm 29 now, I started at like 19 or 20, I've been playing for like 9, 10 years. I just have like a drink or two before we start, like just to calm the nerves. Nope, can't do that here.
You can, you just...
Well, I'm not allowed.
Coach says no.
Coach says no.
I was like, just so you know, Bobby doesn't control that much.
It's not like a control. He wants me to be the best, and he thinks I'm the best when I don't drink. Which I might be, I might not. I just don't want to be nervous, and then that calms a little bit of the nerves if I have like a drink or two.
Yeah,
well, you said you're a bartender, so it's not like one drink is going to like fuck you up that much.
One or two drinks is not going to mess me up.
A-okay, but...
Interesting.
But do you love it?
I like being a receiver a lot more.
Because you don't want to think as much?
Yes, and I'm not nervous because I know I can just go do it without like all the pressure on me. Until I run the wrong route.
And then you're going to hear about it.
Or run the route wrong, I should say.
Well, then you just got to run it 100 times before you're allowed to play again.
Oh, I'm aware. I ran a post corner. I don't even remember the route at this point. Probably 12 times same practice before Bobby was like, okay, you got it now. And we were arguing back and forth. He's like, you're doing it wrong. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing wrong at this point. He's like, it's not good enough.
Bridget, God bless you, because I wouldn't handle that. But then
I want to be good, though, so it'll make me good. But in the moment, I'm frustrated, but I want to be good. So, like, I will do it till I get it right. But in the moment, it's frustrating.
Sure. Bobby brings out the best in people, and then the worst, and then the best again.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, he's a curve. He's a definite curve.
The Bob curve.
Oh, yeah. Like, I tell this story often. I don't know how many people know it, that I actually brought Bobby into the league.
This is your fault?
It's my fault. I apologize. But it's because his cousin was married to my friend, and I had a team, and... this friend was on the team, and we were losing our quarterback, and she was like, you know, my husband's cousin, like, whatever, I can't remember now. He says he wants to come in. So we brought him in. He was horrible the first season with us. Mm-hmm. Horrible. And we were like, we gotta get rid of this loser, right? So to, like, see...
And then he became a god.
But when I say, like, he became good one mm-hmm. season later, he became good one season later. Like, it wasn't like it took a few years. He put himself through his own boot camp. I don't know what happened.
It's definitely that.
And I said, I think it's he had his own people.
He studied the Tom Brady Bible.
He studies Tom Brady.
And I think he brought in his own people that he had good synergy with. Yeah. And, and then he, like, almost like we kicked him off and we're like, oh, this guy was awful. And then he was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring my own team.
And now Bobby meets kids in the park and he makes them great.
Yeah. Yep. And then now he's here and he's training up the young kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The new.
It's crazy.
New generation.
I mean, we always poke at him for.
Yeah.
The training camps and the two-a-days or three-a-days or four-a-days.
But it's fun.
It works, though.
It's all
but like... Yeah, it's because he gives a shit.
Yeah, it's for good cause.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with
it. And we were just talking about how Frank does that, too. Like, I'm not even on Frank's teams anymore, and he still sends me, like, Facebook reels or something of, like, Justin Jefferson running around. He was like, remember this one? This is what I was talking about. I was just like, what am I doing?
That's like 90% of me and Bobby's conversations is on Facebook. I send them different stuff that, like, it's training stuff.
Yeah. Should we do this?
It's and funny. It's like, the best part is like, he's like one of the best people I know outside of football.
Yeah. Oh, he's
a person, yes.
Yeah. So sweet.
One of the best people I've ever met.
It's another opposite of the field. Like, I can hate you and then literally love you right after the fact.
Oh, yeah. I'll yell at him on the field and. As soon as we get off the field.
I feel like I hated him for a few seasons after he came back with that better team because there was a girl on his team that I hated.
Was it Beth?
Yes.
Yeah.
With, like, I to this day, just hearing
whatever
the word, but I hope she's dead. I don't fucking
Jesus
care.
Christ, Ori.
Sorry?
Shots fired.
Not sorry?
She did the We Are the World thing with Lenny. It's
she
fine.
She is the worst human ever.
She did try to hurt people a lot.
She would hurt people out there. She was the worst. And so I think I hated him because of her more, you know? And then once he got rid of her, you saw that he was still, like, tough on the field, but you loved him off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, yeah, there was definitely, like, that curve, you know, that you go through with lots of people in this league. I have the curve, too, I know.
No, it's fair. I mean, like, you always... I remember, like, scoffing at the dude because back when he was in the middle of his heated rivalry with Public Enemy, who had a good chunk of my friends on the team, be it Tommy, Cole, fucking, mm-hmm. and, of course, Lenny, obviously, on the sidelines.
All the good old
and
guys.
And Heather, everybody. And they would
such
just
a great botch. Team.
Yeah, they would get in, but they would get in war of words, uh-huh. and it'd be like blood, it'd be like a blood feud, and it's like you see him just like screaming at your friends, and you're like, well, fuck that guy, you know,
yeah.
that type of shit. But then, like you said, Public Enemy went away, and you know, Beth went away, and Bobby kind of like toned it down a smidge, and now obviously he's just like out there. I mean, you could argue he's a different person to a degree, and you know, you just, when you get to actually like know him, you're like, all right, he's not so bad. He's weird as fuck, but in a good way. Right? So,
yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, circling back as we decided to talk about Bobby for fucking 7 minutes. The point
yeah.
is, Bridget made a comment where she said she likes playing receiver better because you can just do it without thinking. As obviously quarterback, you can't just go out there and just do it. But I would argue that based on the results, you just go out there and do it. Anyway.
Nope. We do so many drills that I have to think about every single time. Like, we do... disclose too much so people don't
you're
know.
Fine people see on the sidelines.
That's fair. We do drills where like I have to look out, we like split the field in half, like we look, like there's like 5-6 objects and he calls out an object and if it's on too far on the other side of the field I'm not allowed to throw to them and I have to go look and find a new receiver or object that's on the field to be able to locate them as I'm scrambling. So like, and I like have progressions and I know everything about like reading the defense, doing progressions on top of like what their defense is set on, and then having progressions on top of that. So I have to think the entire time, and I've never had to think
that
the
much.
Whole time where I've been playing, where it's usually just see ball, get ball, and now it's like I have to think the entire time I go into every draw, every play, where I've never had to do that before.
Well, at some point, this just becomes second nature to you, though, and you're not really thinking, you're just doing.
Eventually it should be, but right now I'm learning. I have like 100 things thrown at me at once, and I have other people like telling me inputs on how to do it, and I kind of just have to try every input, see what works best for me, and then just forget about the ones that don't work and build up on the ones that do work.
Are you annoyed by it all, or are you?
I don't
just,
know.
Like,
I'm an open mind. So like, if you like Frank puts input, like Buddy Lee puts some input, like Bobby puts input, so like I figure out which works best for me. And then I just go with whatever one is best, and I just kind of forget about the other ones. But I never get annoyed. Like, I'm always open to, like, being better. I want to be good. So whatever anyone thinks that is going to help me, like, I'm open to hear it.
There you go.
Do we know if Kelly's ever coming back from Gucci?
I don't know exactly.
She had, like, a neck issue, right?
Is that what it was? You would know better than I would,
I believe that was what I...
know she I know she was taking off 1 year at least because she was doing a whole bunch of stuff and wasn't, like, around... But I don't know the answer to that.
I was just thinking about, like, her being here and Bridget and Maddie Q being a team. I'm like...
Yeah, I know. It's great.
So
we got a little
cool.
wave
I know.
Here. It's the best. That's kind of what the league's about, and that's what, kind of why I love it. So
evolution, baby.
Pretty much. So we should probably talk about the games that happened. I feel we can keep going
boring.
With this for eternal. Yeah, I know. They're the worst. We can whip through them, though. There's actually not a ton of games, but... Bridget, can you tell me the scores of the 10 a.m. games? When nobody told her ahead of time that she had to read the scores. But guess what? You get to read the scores.
Of the 10 o'clock games?
Yep.
Okay, Scared Hitless won 25-19 against Can't Touch This.
Perfect.
I don't know anything about that game.
You don't have to. No. Just read the scores. We'll go
okay,
over the games.
Degeneration XYZ won 42-20 against Buffalo Vice.
Nice.
And then Stir the Sauce won 25-8 against Sausage McMuffins. Which I do like those at McDonald's. They're very good. And then Blitzkrieg beat Pit Hardy 37-14.
Pit
Hardy.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Good
I
job.
Feel not.
Okay.
Oh, you're fine. Do you know how many people, like, they're
watch
like,
the
I
names.
Don't know the names. I'm like, just...
Don't worry about it.
Oh, horrible.
It's honestly better when you do it that way,
mm-hmm.
so don't even worry about it. Let's see.
Raw Milkers 53. To Puck Bunny's
44. It's the best one. I have notes from Tino on that one because he couldn't be here, but he wanted to still help.
You gotta read it in his Tino voice.
Yo cuz.
He doesn't say yo cuz. I thought he would type it.
What team is he on?
Tino is on Mo Chicken.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's who I thought we were talking about.
Puck Bunnies versus Raw Milkers. He goes, Raw Milkers Captain Scott is a beast. Despite a foot injury, he stepped in as QB, and just like the gingerbread man, he gingerly footedly led his team to a dub down Drury Lane. Never mind, that's the Muffin Man, but kudos to Scott and the Raw Milkers.
Oh my God.
Puck Bunnies with some great catches all day. They have hands. Maddie made some great scrambles with big time passes to boot. If they can figure out defense, they could be a problem. So that's about as close as I can get to being Tino. But I mean, he's right. Raw Milkers get their first win of the season. I think they were like 0-4 or something. And the Puck Bunnies, they didn't win, but they put up the points. And like I said, anytime with a gender team that doesn't know how to play the positions of defense that aren't usually what, rushing or the wing, it takes a minute. And you know, they're figuring out who's going to play RD, who's going to play safety, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. So
Yeah. They
still allow a lot of points, but they're also figuring out a bit on offense, which is pretty spectacular.
Do they have any guys?
Nope.
Like one?
Not a single one.
They have a lot of good girls, though.
Yeah, they got
That's some amazing. 44 points.
Emily Belfield's fantastic. Tori is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're all.
I don't know anyone else, but those two are fantastic.
Yeah, the other ones are fantastic.
Rachel
too,
Graham.
Yeah, Rachel's good, too.
Old D1 MVP.
Look at that. D, X, Y, and Z, 42 over Buffalo Vice, 20. I think Vice didn't have their quarterback for this game. I was talking to Scott Keller at some point where he was just like, yeah, they didn't have their quarterback, so it was kind of easier for them. So shout out to D, X, Y, and Z for getting a pretty easy win. Stir the Sauce didn't have trouble with Sausage McMuffins, excuse me, as they won 25-8. McMuffins don't seem to be having the best of seasons, but what you going to do about that? George, Scared Hitless, 25, can't touch this 19. That's a big win for Scared Hitless.
Yep.
Yeah, you're happy about it. Come on. The second best teal team in the division. Tell me about it.
Ah, all right.
You don't.
Yeah, I knew that one was
You had to pay attention to five teams' colors, and you guessed one.
My bad.
It's all good.
I apologized to Joe after the game and everything, and then I texted him later on that night.
Nah.
Scared Hitless is figuring things out. They've been playing with the same people for pretty much like 10 years with Dylan Day throwing. And then Jordan comes on board, and they throw very different. They have different play styles and stuff, so it took us a little bit to gain some chemistry together. And then me coming on defense, and then Mike Rawdon came back.
Dog.
He is a great player, and like we're all like trying to learn how to play together. And like we finally figured out a defense where it's a good mixture of talent, so like we had to figure out a specific defense we're really good at, and we figured it out last week. And all our young people are getting really good really fast. So, like, we haven't even had Jamie or Ashton, and this was the first week we had Charlotte. They're like, amazing. And, like, we have Emily and Abby who are awesome. And to see them, like, get even better every single week, like, they've been becoming amazing. Like, they were good. And, like, Abby keeps showing up. Emily's awesome on defense. Like, now our guys are just awesome. And then, like, we also have Dylan Jaloza on our team. And, like, you know how Dylan is.
Yeah.
Like, when you need someone to make a play, Dylan does it. Like, he had two touchdowns in the beginning of the game that were awesome. And then, like, the people that have always been on Scared Hitless, like Jeff Reynolds and Dylan Day is a receiver on our team now, too. Like, and then Kanan's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone just makes plays, and now we're just figuring it out. And Can't Touch Us kind of ran into us at our best.
Oh, hey, shout out for that win. And then last on this little block of games, Blitzkrieg 37, Pitt-Hurade 14. Pitt-Hurade, we got new jerseys, but unfortunately we have the same result in the games with the loss. But this one was a little bit better in a way. I showed up late, which isn't too surprising. I dropped my dog off at my dad's house. It is what it is. And when I got there, we were already down like 3 scores. Blitzkrieg just kept throwing deep and kind of connecting on it. But then we figured things out and started playing defense, and we stopped him on 3 straight drives, got some turnovers, got ourselves back in the game, and we were near the end where we were close that if we scored, like, it would have been a 1-score game, but instead it got picked and went the other way, and then the game just kind of got away from us. So it is what it is, but having everybody show up, and not just show up, but, like, be positive still, even though, like, we're losing is always key when you're, you know, we're not a new team, but it's a new team of old players who've been in the league enough, so you still got to do, like, kind of like you said with Scared Hitless, mesh well and figure things out, and we'll get there. I'm actually still pretty excited for the season, and, you know, we got a few more weeks left to figure that out. Bridget, what happened at 11 o'clock? You got this. Why not? Just read the scores.
right here.
We're gonna do it every hour.
Eyes downtown.
Eyes downtown beat Mavericks 36-32. Jabronis beat Gray Hair Don't Care 41-28. Bullet Club beat ILF 24-19. Not So Sticky ended up beating Blitzkrieg 30-24, and Balls Deep blew out Mo Chicken 44-6.
Jabronis 41, Gray Hair Don't Care 28. I talked with Joe Miano and Eric Kleckler at the bar, and I met some of their new studs. One guy's name is Ray, and I forgot the other guy's name because I'm old and I forget shit, but they're fucking athletes, and like you can just tell, like they have muscles on muscles, but they know how to fucking play. And Jabronis, they got that, and they also added this one dude named Charles who used to play with the McMuffins last year. He's tall, he's pretty talented too. So the Jabronis got better this offseason, and they're actually going to be more of a force than maybe anybody really realized. So shout out to them. They kind of, I won't say they easily dispatched of Gray Hair Don't Care, but it doesn't look like they had too much trouble either. And then Not So Sticky 30, Blitzkrieg 24. I don't really know what happened. Blitzkrieg might have been tired from playing a game, or they just fell into Not So Sticky's
trap. Emily watched them, and she said that they didn't look too hot. They looked like a different team than they usually look, is what she said.
Fantastic. So maybe we got them tired or something. They're scoring too much against us the hour before. So go us. Bridget, Eyes Downtown 36, Mavericks 32. What do you remember about the game? Was it close? Did you win at the end?
We were pretty much the whole game.
Yeah, just kind of let it roll.
I like 12. This either 12 or 8 the entire game. Mm-hmm. We were up a score or two most of the game.
So they just kind of scored near the end to like make it look closer, and it just kind of ran out?
Yeah.
That's one of those.
I think so.
Yeah.
I blank out during games.
Blanked out.
I always say, I'm always shocked because some of the guys will come on here, they'll be like, burst this.
I don't remember anything.
This. And then right before the half,
exactly
with 17
5, 16,
seconds
yeah,
left.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I remember I had a touchdown.
So Bobby,
like, it's like, that's it. That's all I remember.
Right. Bobby today, when I was running a route, and he was like, you ran this route wrong and against Not So Sticky last session. And I'm like,
oh my God.
How do you remember what I ran last session? That was months ago. And you remember how
cares.
I ran it wrong.
Cares a lot.
I know, but I just like, I don't even when I'm quarterbacking, like, he'd be like, what did you do good during the game? I was like, I don't remember.
I didn't get sacked a couple times. It was pretty cool.
I definitely got sacked a few times. I got to work on scrambling, but.
Are you fast? I don't even know.
I'm mid-speed.
Okay.
I'm not like super fast, but I'm not like slow.
So you'll be able to get away from some people rushing at you.
Exactly. What was the game last week? Melissa is very fast. I think it was maybe Mo Chicken. She comes in quick though.
Yeah.
Like I don't have she counts fast and she rushes good, so I didn't have much time against them. Thankfully my receivers they help me out a lot.
They
get open a lot for me, so like I do have kind of an easier time reading when my receivers are open a decent amount.
No, I hear you. Let's see here. What else?
Balls
oh, Tino.
Deep,
Tino
chicken.
Gave me a thing. Yep. Tino gave me the Mo Chicken versus Balls Deep thing here, too. So let's see here. Mo Chicken versus Balls Deep. Similar to KFC, we look good, but the quality leaves something to be missed. Maybe Colonel Sanders can lend us the recipe for offensive play calling. Shout out to Austin Pilley from Balls Deep for the nastiest interception and possibly pure catch I've witnessed in the league yet. He jumped backwards playing cornerback and snatched the ball with one hand while falling backwards. I was running full speed on the other side of the field as I witnessed. It looked like one of those old movies where the background is moving sideways, so that made it cooler.
Oh, my God.
Nick and I saw that during our game on the sideline. I actually can say that it was probably one of the coolest interceptions I've ever seen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good job. That's fucking sweet.
Maybe it just looked like it was moving because he was on shrooms.
No, he does that later. Well, not during the game. But,
it would be
crazy
to be able to perform like that.
But shout out to Balls Deep. That's another week that I think they scored like 40 points every week. They're just flying in D5 after, you know, they had a couple ups and downs in D6. They really clicked last year, won the championship, and now they're doing real well. So shout out to them for that. Bullet Club 24, ILF 19. I talk a lot. So George, why don't you tell me about this game?
I like playing with Pete and Nate.
Yeah, it's fun when the team shows up, isn't it?
Yeah.
But why don't you talk more about it?
ILF buddy said that they got a slow start on this one, and it took way too long to get going. But they did say that you guys just did play a great game.
Yeah.
And we got up It was 24-0 at halftime, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And then we just kind of, like, cruise. We weren't
avoid,
like,
injuries.
Yeah, we kind of just, like, doing a bunch of stuff. And then they got it got close, especially at the end, where there was, like, a weird penalty call thing where we had a play where Aaron was rushing. So, you know, Aaron Bolzanek was, like, what, 6'6", 6'7"? I don't know. He's a fucking massive.
Yeah.
Everybody who's tall is
6'7". He's the best rusher in the division.
Yeah. He loves rushing. So he's running after, what's his face?
Buddy.
And it looks like he has a tag. It looks like he sacks him. And it sounded like
Mark,
it sounded like
somebody blew a whistle.
There
was 100% a whistle.
It was a whistle as soon as, like, his hands, as soon as he touched his back. And Mark threw a flag on the other side, Mark Scaglia, and he starts walking onto the field explaining what happened. Like,
so our side of the defense stopped playing.
Everybody stopped moving because it was a flag on the play. We thought it was a sack. We're good. And then people were like, there wasn't a whistle. So either it wasn't a whistle on our side and it was, like, directly behind us on the other field.
But there's a flag and
I was
the ref
on the
walked
far side.
Down to the field.
I was on the far side of the field with Mark, and I heard a whistle.
Yeah. So he started walking on the field, like, talking, and he was, because, like, Buddy, because Aaron's like, it's a sack. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And somebody's like, it's still live play. And it's like, it wasn't, but Buddy threw the ball to a girl who was just wide open.
And then it was a touchdown.
And then after everybody discussed things, they called it a touchdown, which is absolutely fucking wrong, but it's okay at that point because
you guys still
at the very least it should have just been a replay down.
Yeah, well,
situation, because that was weird.
Like, if they're gonna say, "Oh, the play continues because of the offsides," like, yeah, but when the ref's walking on the field, like, talking, like, literally, like, talking to Aaron.
Did he say it was offsides or did he say it was sack?
He said it was an early rush, but then he apparently didn't sack him, which, like, I'm sorry, I saw two hands.
But
Aaron's hands are the size of my head. Like, you can see when he touches you.
But if it's offsides.
Right.
But, like, you can't just ignore him as a human being. So, like, he touched him, then Buddy threw the ball in the end zone.
But, like, after there was a pause, Buddy stopped moving. Everybody, like, half the field stopped moving, and somebody was like, they didn't blow the whistle, even though we kind of thought they did. And, again, the ref's walking on the field explaining what he's calling.
Yeah.
And then the touchdown started. Like, no,
weird.
That shouldn't be a thing. It was just, like, backwards and probably shouldn't have counted at all. But somehow, at the end of the day, it did count. And whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
The game wasn't
go ahead.
In jeopardy.
Yeah, it didn't really, like,
so, like, we kind of didn't care, but then it went on for, like, 10 minutes, and I was like, all right,
it became this whole discussion, the whole thing. Then we got the ball back, and we went all the way down, and we got to the one-yard line, and instead of us just scoring, they just called it. So it was like, all right, fine, fuck it, whatever. But it was a little weird, a little weirdness there at first, but I think everybody just got a lot of bit confused, and nobody really knew exactly what to do. So it became a whole thing, and then Andrew was making a point of, like, well, if the clock's going to keep running, why wouldn't I just say 1,002 and just run across and tag them, and then the play stops and then all whatever. But the rule is, you know, anything under 5 minutes for that, the clock automatically stops, so that way people can't abuse the system, and it was a whole thing. But we did find out exactly what the rule was, so it was cool finding out something that a lot of people on the field weren't sure about, because it was a situation that nobody ever really thinks about until, like, that moment kind of spurred it. So
under 5 minutes, I knew that the clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
is there
about
90%
of the league that does not know that.
Nobody realized that at the time. Like, you knew that. Good for you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody else did.
Garrett made that one of his bullet points. That's
mm-hmm.
the only reason why I knew it.
Yeah, well, look at you.
They had a call like that in Ice Downtown. The center snapped the ball without him saying hike, and it should have been a...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotta say something.
Or not. I don't really know the rules either. I'm new
but
to the league.
But it's only on offensive.
They snapped
yeah.
the ball, and then they
yeah.
called it just a dead play where it could have been called a false start or...
Yes.
Yeah.
It ended up being a dead play. But
oh,
they snapped the ball before he said hike, and then everything just got stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also if the offense is losing, too. Isn't that also the other part of it? So it's like...
Yeah, for the stopping of the clock. Yeah.
So that's something that people have to
pay
attention to.
So that's the part that we found out, because they were losing, and that's why the clock should have stopped.
Yeah. Mm.
Womp womp. All right, what happened at noon? Still on you. No,
oh,
you got to do
you.
It. It's your one job. You've done so well, Tyler. Pretend this is one of you're running your routes. This is one of your two-a-days. This is your third practice.
The Malone's 44 can't touch this 34. Let's see. Puckett All-Stars 22 come from behind 20. Flying Balls 56, three tutties. Is that 6 or 8?
That was an 8.
Thanks. My old eyes can't see it. Blue Ballers, 50, TMA, 8. So that was at noon. If somebody's saying they don't want to do it,
game.
Don't worry about it. I'll talk about it later. but if somebody doesn't want to talk, don't make her talk. Make me feel bad.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to...
Motivate?
Crack the walnut.
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
She's done a great job so far.
I'm just
doing
nervous.
Great.
I need a break real quick.
You're doing great.
Jump in at one.
So Malone's 44, can't touch this 34. I kind of watched the last few plays of this game because the Malones had the ball on like 6-0, and they ended up scoring a touchdown that pretty much cemented it. So they didn't. It was weird because they called the game, and now I'm seeing that they only lost by 10. So technically, can't touch this could have gotten the ball and tried to score and tie it, but I don't really know. But the Malones didn't go for like one or two. They just kind of ran it. So I don't really know exactly what happened. Maybe the score's wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't really care. But
I mean,
it was pretty big again. But Malone's beat can't touch this 2 weeks in a row now. So that's pretty big.
Yeah,
Malone's
their
really
quarterback's
good.
Also back now. And they look
yep.
like the old Malones. And
well,
it's like,
they,
wow, there's
well,
that much of a
did,
difference.
They all did a team shot at the bar and said, yeah. The Malones are back. Fuck Race. And Race wasn't there. So I don't really know what the story is.
Really?
I'm really intrigued to figure out what the fuck Race thing is about. Maybe it's just that he wasn't there, so fuck him thing. Because
yeah.
I can see that too. But maybe there's more intrigue. So we gotta get him alone.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
I
don't know.
Nice
I may have scared them.
Yeah, you do that to lots of people. But
I know.
Here.
It was. I got so drunk at like a what do you call it, St. Patrick's Day parade, mm-hmm. and I walk. I was like, ah, my bones. I was an absolute mess. I've apologized to them like no less than 3 times. I'm like,
who's this banshee woman?
So sorry. like when you drink 8 straight hours, you definitely lose like. Your concept of being able to have a normal conversation. I think it was like talking to them about like the one dude like his hat for like 10 minutes. I don't even know.
Was it a nice hat?
It was upside down. I couldn't even read it. I don't even know.
That's
like,
their jerseys.
I know.
It says the Malones versus the World or something like that.
There's everybody.
So
Puckett All-Stars 22, Comfort Bind 20. Puckett, I think, won their second or third straight game. I think they're still undefeated too. That's pretty cool for them. They're flying. They're looking really good. I kind of watched part of that game because George and I were standing in between the fields after our game, so we watched a little bit of both. And
purple shirt guy.
Well, that's the next game. Shut up.
I know.
Puckett, like, they're just, everybody's just going real fucking hard. Dudes are making, like, sweet catches at the cone and, like, getting their feet down. And I'm sorry that I don't know their names, but they're all just, like, they're both
Mario Rhodes is on that team. He's really good.
Yeah.
But it's 22, so 3.
Right. But it's still, yeah, still yeah, just a really, like, really hard-fought game between two pretty good teams.
Was Paul cubing from Come From Behind?
Yes.
No.
No.
He wasn't?
No, it was somebody else. Paul wasn't there. Oh. I heard that he might not. I think he needed.
He needs surgery.
I think he, yeah, maybe it was you who told me. Maybe he had that and didn't make it.
I swear I thought
we
saw
no, he was
that.
Trying.
Nope, he wasn't there.
Really?
He was trying to make it, like, throughout this season because
right.
he wants to still golf, actually.
Right.
So I'm assuming he'll be back, but.
Right. But
yeah.
maybe if he was there, when every time I looked at the quarterback, it was somebody else.
Or maybe I thought I saw him and like he was on the sideline or maybe so. Like,
could have been.
I feel like
know.
I saw him.
Hmm.
He's got magnificent hair, so I
guess he does.
Flying Balls, 56, 3 touchdowns, 8. I'm sorry, but the Flying Balls are fucking awesome. George, like I said, George and I got to watch a lot of this game, and they're just fucking good.
They decided
like right before the season to just be a team. Like, yeah, we'll go play football, screw it. And they're just athletic, they're good, they run the right routes. Their
is
quarterback,
this their first season in
yep.
the league?
Quarterback's
name
cannon.
Is Nate, because I saw him walking away in the parking lot. I was like, purple shirt guy, like, dude, what's your name? He's like, Nate, what's going on? I was like, you guys are fucking awesome. Like, they got tall dudes who can catch, they got people who can play, but they have a female. She has to be like 5'2". She's not very tall at all. She's catching touchdowns. She threw a touchdown. She's got it. I don't know her name, but she is really fucking
They
good.
May be in the wrong division.
Yeah, maybe, but like, how are they supposed to know? They never
yeah.
played before, so.
They look awesome.
Shout out to them. Also, they played the 3 tutties, who, Corey Reed, this isn't going to hurt your feelings because you're the one who tells me.
Mm-hmm.
You struggle being quarterback sometimes, and you're still figuring things out, and this is what you get to, like, I think you even said to us, like, this is what I get to, like, learn against
back-to-back
again.
Back-to-back weeks.
Sweet.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So that kind of sucks.
Who did he play last week? That was the, he's like, back-to-back weeks, this is what I get?
Right.
Is this D5 or 6?
This is D6.
12-team
D6 of Doom.
I was going to ask about, yeah, I was just going to say, there's
so
many.
Awesome.
So
it's cool, though.
Yeah, not when you're in it.
What were you going to ask about that?
No, I was going to ask if he's discussed attending Bobby boot camp. Is that something that he could offer services
Ooh.
For?
Ooh.
Well,
Bobby.
Corey.
Can Corey
yeah.
go to Bobby's
so,
boot camp?
Corey, I can't disclose too
She knows
much.
Who Corey is, so therefore she knows. Therefore
so Corey, we played pickup last week, like 4v4. So he's came. He looked pretty good
mm-hmm.
in our pickup game last week. And he was defending, he was throwing against like D1, D2, D3 receivers, and he did not look bad.
See, it's a confidence thing, dude. Stick your shoulders up and throw that ball.
Yeah, no,
Corey, you'd be a great D1 quarterback is what I'm hearing, and your teammates are letting you down. That's pretty much exactly what Bridget said verbatim. Trust me.
Yeah, throw that ball.
I feel like there's more she wants to say, though.
No, I can't do too much.
Do you need another shot?
She does, though. Hey! There's our girl. That's right. Well, if you ever wonder if you fit in this league, you 100% fit in this league. Don't you worry about it. So that's cool, though.
We'll circle back after I get the center.
I know. Okay. Right? Exactly.
No, that's what he said. He looked
good.
This is
only the practice podcast. We're going to go. He did look good. Time, just so you know.
He did look good during like the 4v4 game, though. Or it might even be 5v5 at one point. Like, he looked pretty good.
I've known Corey for a very, very long time in my life, so I'm really just fucking with him because, like, I know he listens and he'll text me later.
As long as it's the guy that I think it is. Yeah, I could have messed up names, but I think that's who it was.
He does a lot of, like...
It's Corey the whole time. That'd be amazing.
He does a lot of, like, pickup stuff, though, I think. Corey plays
a whole bunch. That's actually how he got sort of into the league because he was here for a while and then he moved away, and then when he came back, he's like, well, I like football. So he just started doing pickup games, and I don't know if it's because he saw us saying, like, hey, we need people to play in this league. Let's fucking go. Like, and that's why he joined. Or if he kind of, like, started a team with the people he was playing with.
Thank you.
I actually don't really know exactly why Corey started playing.
Like the brown hair, longer, kind of curly.
Yeah, you got it. You're good.
Okay, it's the right guy then. I'm just making sure I don't sound like an idiot.
You fucking nailed it. Nah, you know, it's honestly better if you don't know who he is. And that's not about you. It's about him being nondescript. That's the better part.
Oh, he did not look bad. Like, I was receiving for him, and he made a good couple throws.
That's awesome. Where do you guys practice all the time? Is it still in Westside?
DePew High School.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's where Bobby Boot Camp is.
Well, I've seen West Seneca Soccer Complex Bobby Boot Camps.
We have also practiced there a few times.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever tell you
the Thanksgiving story?
No, I don't think so.
So, my friends and I play. That's actually where I met George. We play, like, a Thanksgiving, like, turkey, like, but like just a tackle football game. It's the only time we really do that stuff. And we're sitting there playing, and we're trying to figure out teams, whatever, and some guy starts walking up, and, like, I was practicing, like, I was just throwing the ball with somebody on the side, and this guy walks up, like, hey, I don't really play football too much, but, like, you guys need another guy? He's like, I might want to play quarterback or something. He's like, what's up, man? My name's Philip. Like, what's going on? And he's talking to all these people, and, like, it's fucking Bobby, and I know who Bobby is. He didn't realize I was there. And I just go, Bobby, what the fuck are you doing? And why are you calling yourself Philip? And he was like, oh, shit. Oh, man. And
that's such a Bobby move.
But he definitely walked up. He definitely thought he was walking up to a group of strangers calling himself Philip so he could just show up and fucking hustle them. And I thought it was the best thing in the world. And so
that's
I was like, fuck, Joe
Bobby move. That's so funny.
So that's why I like.
Did that all happen before Eli Manning did that same thing?
It was a long time
ago. That was way long
ago. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Eli Manning got it from him.
There's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
And then Baker Mayfield did it.
Uh-huh. Now it's like a thing.
Yeah.
And it's fun, though. But
Bobby started a trend.
Bobby started it.
Blue Ballers 50.
Yeah.
TMA 8.
Oof.
You guys got your fucking shit kicked in.
Yeah,
what happened?
It was rough. Nothing. They're a good team. They're very young.
They want to be... Oh, fuck. I fucked that up, too.
What?
They emailed Jeff, who told me that they want to be on the podcast.
This week?
Well, and they did it last year, but it was, like, late, and we didn't make it happen. Mm-hmm. But, like, this year we should... I mean, they said
the
for
one
this
kid
week,
said something, like, when...
There's no reason to have them on when they're playing you, so, like, you're going to give us how badly they beat your ass. They don't need to be doing that, especially if you're mad at them.
No, I'm not mad.
Well, the one kid took the ball out of your hands, and you wanted to get in a fight.
Yeah, that
I saw
me
that.
Off.
I saw... I think I saw...
Do you want to know something, though? Here, okay, so let me...
Tony's getting a fight. Look out.
No. So, I will say this. So... First things first, great team. Very young, very fast. But, like, not fast in the sense of, like, oh, they're running super fast routes. I mean, like, hurry up. They do a lot of hurry up, which is going to be a great thing to do against a team that's, like, collectively 200 years old, right? So we were, like, and we were missing five of our guys, and one of them was our quarterback. So... You know, Larry was out there. But Larry's a great backup quarterback, so usually that... I mean, we won with having Larry last week.
Yep.
So not taking, like, that win away from them. And oh my gosh, I felt so awful because at one point I went to make a tag, and I, like, threw my hand out super fast, and I punched this dude in the head on their team. He was so kind about it. I was just, like, me, I'd be like, what the fuck, you know? But, like, this guy was just, he just kept running his route, and I was like, dude, are you okay? And it, like, did something to, like, the nerve of my palm right here, and I, like, it tingled, it hurt. I was like, dude, that hurt my hand. How are you still? And he was like, I'm fine. Yeah.
Stupid youth.
Yeah, young guys that just like, they're fine. They don't give a fuck. But
maybe he's like me, he can't feel it.
Yeah, right?
Someone hit me in the shoulder last week and they're like, dude, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, I didn't even know you hit me.
Pretty sure nerves are gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. I can't feel it.
We don't care that the old scarecrow looking lady hit me.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm so sorry. But I was like, I more felt like sorry. And then I will say what happened with that is then they switched. They took a girl off me and then the QB started defending me. And I... don't care. I love that. It's a compliment. We were just talking about that beforehand. But when you're winning by, like, at that point, they were winning by, like, 34 points already. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a 10-yard out that I caught. And he caught it at the same time. And he, like, is wrestling, running, you know. Like, that's going to hurt somebody, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm just like, settle down. You're winning by 30. This isn't the game on the line. There's no reason to do that. And then on top of it, it's a touch league. So the moment that you hit that ball, you... It's a touch. I'm tagged. I'm done. So stop. You're gonna hurt somebody. So from that point forward, I was like, "All right, dude, settle down."
And you can't
down.
Rip the ball out of people's hands, et cetera, et cetera.
And I wanted to tell that story because this will come up again. Because in 2 hours later, the same fucking thing happened where a dude tried to wrestle, and John Langley got really, really hurt. With.
Story 11.
But it's just like, it's like I wanted to really emphasize, I saw that twice in one day. You guys can't wrestle the ball away. This is a two-hand touch league. But otherwise, no, this was just a bad game for us, a great game for them. They're fast, they're quick, they're, you know, young, and they read our defense really well, too. They always had somebody just, where the hell did that guy come from?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I know. So, that'll be good. They'll be good in the league.
What happened at 1 o'clock, whoever chooses to read this?
she hit herself. Mavericks, 47. Frodo Swaggins, 35. Mm. Practice Squad, 37. Girthquakes, 22. ILF, 33. Cunning Stunts, 27. Come on now. It's your...
I should have done that one.
Bridget and Quit It, 32. One against Not So Sticky, 18. Irish Giants 16 against Select 12, and I do have notes on that one, by the way.
I have two notes as well, so I can't wait to compare and contrast.
Oh, I love this.
Well, first off, Mavericks 47, Frodo Swaggins 35. Big win for the Mavericks.
Let's go, team.
That's pretty awesome. Shout out to them. Is that their first win in the season?
Yeah.
So that's great. Frodo still put up 35 in a loss, so I don't know quite what happened to them, but it happens. Practice Squad gets their first win of the season, 37-22 over the Girthquakes, which if you need a win, probably playing the Girthquakes right now is the best shot at doing
so. I also had half the Girthquakes on Bridget and Quit It, so sorry, Girthquakes. Yikes. We share a lot of the same people.
So,
and I had...
So first Bobby steals everybody to go to Eyes Downtown, and now you steal the fucking rest of them to
this
go
is
play.
Her
that
way
wasn't a steal. It wasn't
Jesus
a steal.
Christ. Baby Bobby.
They had
part of Bobby Boot Camp.
They had Peyton and Melissa, who are big people. Peyton and Melissa are both big people that I target on my team, on the Bridget and Quit It team. Peyton's are arguably one of our best defenders, so we didn't have Peyton because he played with Earthquakes. What did I get? You got a... share it.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, JT played with Bridget and Quit It, which really helps me because he is a big part of Bridget and Quit It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
JT is
But he
John
also
Carrado.
Probably is a big part of Girthquakes, too, so.
Well, one team is 3-0, the other one is 0-3.
All
so.
I know yeah. from that game, too, was watching it and seeing Warren make like two or three touchdowns and literally... going all day, baby, all day. I was like, oh my god.
As someone that reffed the game, I can easily say, and not to be mean about it, but Ricky was the second best quarterback. It was very eye-opening.
You're talking about the Bridget and Quit It, Not So Sticky game.
Yeah.
We were talking about practice.
Well, I'm saying it again,
but it's fine. Bridget and Quit It 32, Not So Sticky 18. Bridget, you got any other notes on your game and how it went?
I was definitely a little nervous to start that game. I know they're a good defense. But the Bobby Boot Camp got me prepared, so.
You guys were doing shit on the sidelines before the game. I know, I watched it.
Always.
You're just running like slow motion routes as Lexi's covering them, and you're looking like where to throw it. And I'm like,
always.
It's amazing. Were you just nervous because you knew Not So Sticky's got a lot of like league vets in there, or like what made you nervous specifically about them?
I know they have a lot of good defenders, so it's gonna be my bet or like as far as what I've seen so far, it's my biggest challenge against defensive. Okay. To, like, run, like, my progression plays and not having my 1-2 progression there because they're covered because they have good defenders, and then figuring out what to do after, which I haven't had much trouble in the first two games. Usually my 1-2 progression has been there, where this game I had to scramble a little more and, like, try to find someone else to throw it to because the coverage was a lot better.
Nice. I mean, you still kind of did a good job, so.
I did see Ricky was hurt again.
Yeah, his knee was messed up.
I know, I told him the brace that I use. I'm like, dude, you got to wear this brace. Like, my knee is torn 3 times, and I can play in this brace with pretty much no discomfort or, like, no hurt, and doesn't really hinder my running, so.
Yeah, about that. I know you tore everything.
Everything.
I think you invented stuff to tear.
Yeah.
Is it all healed, or is there stuff just kind of floating around?
So that was 8 years ago when I was playing college soccer, and that was all healed, and it never bothered me for another 7 years. And then I dove in pickleball, on like a hard court, and I went down, and my whole knee, like, swelled up right away, and I played the rest of the game, and I limped off the court, and I was like, oh, no, I'm okay, like, I heal fast, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I started for, like, 2 more weeks after that, and I was like, oh, no, my softball season's about to start, and this is the biggest season ever, because, like, it's my team's last season together, because, like, a lot of our team is retiring. And
what's that like?
I don't know. We just call it dying.
Yeah, I know. Softball's different because you have to travel. Like, our closest tournament, besides one other tournament, is 5.5 hours every other weekend, every 3 weekends.
Yikes.
So it's hard when you have kids that are, especially kids that are in sports now. Like, a couple of our teammates have kids that are in sports.
They
and
ruin everything. So that is a bunch
our
of
team is at a higher division that they don't really run tournaments at that level around here. So we have to travel every single weekend. So it's more common for people to retire early because you can't play locally. And it's not fun to travel every other weekend.
No.
5.5 hours. Every 3 weekends, 5.5 hours. And that's what we have had to do, so people are going to start retiring at that point.
Yeah, I'm sick of my long drive to the Rose Garden every week.
Yeah.
Lots across the street.
Inside
joke. Uh-huh.
So we have a championship game for Game on Friday night. I play with Frank's team, Touchdown Tori, Dree, and Jessica, Matt Keita, Alex, Ducky, and JT. We have a championship game on Friday. I was like, the only way I can play if the game's at 6 o'clock. Because I have to literally get in my car right after the game and drive to Columbus, Ohio to get there, probably check into the hotel by 1 a.m. We have to play most likely at 8 a.m. We're going to have the 8 a.m. game we always do. And we get there at 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning to have batting practice. And we will play till 11 o'clock at night if we make it all the way, which we're a good team. We usually make it into the top 3-4. Like, we're going to be playing all day. So it's tough to, like, play the game, get in the car, drive 6 hours. That's what makes people want to retire, when you have to drive this 5.5 hours, 6 hours every single time you want to play a big tournament.
I mean, I retired already, and I'm not even there.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Good for you, though. What else
have I have the select notes, if we want to do
that. I'll do the Tino ones, and then you can do the other notes.
Should you do his first?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Irish Giants first select. Thank you, Chris Torito, for recruiting me to the squad. I never imagined I'd be a Paisan, and then he types how to say Paisan properly with Pi-Zan, turned Irish, but I finally got a dub, so who cares? It was the team as a whole, though, that earned the dub, as everyone contributed. One mark had a touchdown, the other pick in the end zone. Julia with a touchdown on an out-and-up, a great play designed by QB Ryan Kane. He drew up and outs and ins over his nips and was well-equipped to lead us to victory. Shout-out QB Ryan Kane and the whole squad.
Oh, my God.
Now you're
nuts.
I love him. I love Tino. He's the best.
I love their quarterback, too, Ryan. He's so nice. So this is from Sincere, from Select. He said it was a very close game first half. They scored on us at will driving down the field. We struggled in the beginning, got the ball at the end of the first, was able to get a pass to Matt for a touchdown. Came into the second half, our defense was able to lock in, not allow them to score once in the second half. I just couldn't bring it all together on offense for us. I was struggling throwing the ball. I threw a pick in the first to TT for her first touchdown, so the poor girl still is not going to get her motorcycle. I'm pretty sure at this stage Mark is like paying him to like fuck up those passes. I don't know.
I love it.
Sin said he just didn't put enough gas on the pass. They were able to get the ball for the last drive of the game to win it, got down the field, had one last play to win, and just came up short overall. But he said it was a great game. Irish Giants are an amazing team and a team to definitely watch out for, and they love playing them. It's great energy.
All right, cool.
He said, I love that.
And last but not least, ILF 33, Cunning Stunts 27.
Dun, dun, dun.
You watched your ref, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I refed this one. This was great. I was shocked. I thought it was going to be like super close. And ILF just came out. They had the ball first. They marched it down. They scored. And then they stopped Cunning Stunts the entire first half. So they were up like 21 or 24 nothing going into the half. So same as you guys were saying.
Mirror turn of events against them.
Yeah. And so you just kind of thought they were going to coast. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, Joey Batts and those gals. And they just like marched it down and they started taking it over. And there was a couple like little things where... Joey Batts was, he started doing a couple more running plays, which definitely got them bigger chunks. And then he was running it at one point. He was around 3 yards from the end zone, and he threw it laterally to, I think it was Cheryl, and she caught it on the 5 yard line. That is a backwards pass, and then she ran it in, and I called it a touchdown, and, you know, they're like, no. I was like, nope. I was like, see where he was when he threw that? See where she was when she caught it? I'm like, I know it's weird to see it, but... and then Katie Salisbury had a great, of course, touchdown.
One of the best in the league.
Oh, I love her so much. And just, she's so sweet, too.
She's so talented. Just
love her. She's so quiet and sweet, you know. She was running the back of the end zone, tiptoeing, catches it on a slant, and then she, like, kind of fell out after she caught it. But she tiptoed on the inside. Definitely, I was watching that line. It was 100% a touchdown. So after those plays, they're back in it. And then here's where it gets interesting. So it's 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. I can't believe I'm remembering this.
Guys do this, and look at you. You got the whole game down to a T.
I know, because it was like, I wanted to make sure I didn't fuck this up. So I was like really paying attention to, because once it gets that close. So, and I was reffing with Dave Eichhoff, and he was really good, by the way, at communicating with, you know, with me, with the other ref. He was like, fourth down, right? And, you know, and I'm holding my hand up. I'm yelling out fourth down. Like, we were doing really well with all that. And then he's yelling out 2 minutes, 40 seconds. He's yelling out, you know, and I'm yelling out who's got the timeouts. Because that's the other thing. Cunning Stunts took all of their timeouts in the first half. So they were done. And
surprising.
ILF had all of them.
Usually
I was shocked at
those.
That too. Yeah. But I think he really wanted to score before the half because he knew he had the ball coming out in the second. So then, you know. Anyways, it was 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. And ILF has the ball, and they're marching it down. And I want to say... They did score. Yeah, they scored right around the 2 minute mark. So Dave stops the clock, as you should at 2 minutes. And we all said, okay, clock is stopped. And then Buddy goes to do the conversion. And then he's like, and now the clock starts running again, right? And we're like, no, it's an it's an untimed down. And Joey agreed with me, but then of course, you know, he would, right?
Yeah.
So, but Dave maybe he was just nervous that I had it wrong, so he decided to go over to Jeff Kroll, and I don't know how he explained it to Jeff, but Jeff was like, no, the clock still keeps going. So I kind of wonder if it just wasn't explained correctly to Jeff. The clock stops, but yeah.
It's a 2 minute warning, the conversion would be untimed.
And like, even if you score and someone calls timeout,
they don't start the clock until the next offensive snap, like after the change of possession.
Yeah.
So like that's why I that like we talked about that earlier. I don't understand. I don't know if it's
like,
different between game on and topper, like because sometimes those are different.
Yeah, and then it made me nervous that like, oh well, maybe I had that wrong because maybe a timeout is different than the 2 minute warning. So I'm
Garrett,
like,
next
well,
email.
Jeff. I talked to Garrett about it. Garrett says it was an untimed down too.
Correct.
So. Mm-hmm. So I got overturned, but that's fine because, you know, in the end, what ended up happening is Buddy snaps the ball to do the extra point, and instead of making a play, he just runs down the length of the
Smart.
Field
Kill as much
and
clock
scrambles.
As possible.
Yeah. And it's a good time management, you know,
yeah.
call. And he, you know, I'll say this, it only burned 45 seconds. They still, Cunningstons
yeah,
had a minute
especially where the end
15.
Of possession of that ball doesn't matter anymore. So, yeah, go almost and take a safety pretty damn much.
Yeah. Well, then you're getting to the point where, I mean, because at that stage, I believe an 8 point would have won. So,
yeah.
mm-hmm. So the safety doesn't matter either, you know. But anyway, so then,
it
yeah.
It can't
so
be a safety because it's a conversion either, though.
Oh, yeah, so you're right. Wouldn't
so, like,
be.
It doesn't do anything.
It would be whatever they went for, though, right?
Yeah.
A 1 point or a 2 point? Yeah.
So is it different than game... Sorry, to interrupt.
No,
is it different from game on? Because I feel like game on's always Tua, because that just happened in the playoff game.
Yeah, that's different.
We had a pick six in the end zone when they were going for one, but I think it counted for two.
Yeah, game on is always
when they picked
two.
It, which actually gave us the lead, I want to
mm-hmm.
say.
Yeah.
Or
so
gave us within one touchdown instead of two touchdowns.
So in this
which
league,
we ended up winning on because he picked six.
It's whatever you go for.
Or pick whatever.
Yeah. Mine's always two.
Okay, so that is what it
for.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Cunningstons had the ball, minute 15. And I will say this, they marched it down
yep,
within that
methodical.
Minute 15, and they just didn't score. So it's like I don't want to like take it away that they lost because of, you know, the bad call, because they did still have the opportunity. But, you know, had they had that extra 45 seconds, you know, they left, but they were on fifth down. So they left one play out there.
Did they get all their gender plays in
that? No, very funny.
And then last but not least, right, we talked about all the games, so
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
You want to do it?
I can do it.
You
yeah.
can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that extra shot.
Exactly. All right, Cunningstons beat Girthquakes 53-24, which Girthquakes has some good talent on the team. I don't know why they're losing.
Cunningstons is a tough team.
I know they are,
yeah.
But Girthquakes has good talent, and Keita has a good arm. I played for him last session, and he's got a good arm. Maybe just gotta mesh better do it as a team. I don't know what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to Retire beat Cobblestone 36-26, and then the Chargers beat Four Tutties 47-0.
Yeah, the Chargers are dominating D6 so far. I don't remember who else they played. So well, they played Intentional Clowning last week, if I remember. I don't remember who they played the first week, but I think they put up 40-plus points each week. They seem to be doing really well.
I talked to Miles on their team last week, and he says that they're definitely in the wrong division. They just didn't know.
Dude, who's throwing for them?
I don't know. I just know Miles. I can get more information this week.
You might as well ask him. Sure.
Yeah.
He can tell him to come on. Let's talk about it.
Honestly, I probably would love to.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we'll
I'll ask
come
him.
On.
Add that to the list of
Hooray
people.
For new teams and new peoples. Ready to Retire 36, Cobblestone 26.
I played in that one.
You played it? Well, please tell me all about it.
That one was pretty good in the sense of, you know, we got Cobblestone.
Which side were you on?
Yeah, I know. Cobblestone. I got talked into going on that team because of Garrett.
Right.
I love Garrett, and I love Tammy and Nick, too, so I'm excited about it. But, so we only had me and Tammy, so we only had two gals, and we were both, Iron Manning it, but we got a good lead to start, and Garrett made this like amazing touchdown. I think it was like a post corner, one hand over, like snagged it, pulled it in. So it looked like we were gonna run away with it, and then they started kind of inching back a little bit, and at one point we were down by 8, or no, I'm sorry, we were up by 8, and we went for 2, and we should have gone for 1, so that it would have taken it out of their reach, and unfortunately we didn't do that, but we stopped them on the next drive, so we were like, oh, doesn't matter, now we just have to make sure that nobody does anything stupid, and Daryl threw an interception in the very next play, so then they got the ball at, like, you know, 15 yards out and came down and scored, but there was an incident on that one about wrestling the ball. And it was, again, a situation where Langley had a great catch and Mark Biscaglia walks. Or,
did you just say something nice about him?
I did.
Whoa.
I did. I know. I'd like, listen, my mom heart, I was so upset to see him get hurt this badly. Like, it was just the way, and it wasn't, like, intentional. It was just the way that Mark had put his hands on the ball and they both fell and Mark sort of ended up punching him
into the ribs.
That's
like the worst spot to hit when you're falling. Yes.
So he was like writhing. But what was unfortunate is that Mark kept trying to snag the ball. Again, it's a fucking tag. Why are you trying to snag the ball and you're wrestling with him while he's on the ground writhing in pain? I have a real big fucking problem with that. And then the worst part about it is we got him off the field and then his dad is over there going, how is he supposed to stop himself from doing that? Did you think we were mad that they fell down together? No, we're not mad at that. We're mad at this motion back and forth repeatedly jarring into somebody's side that just got hurt. So I'm like putting my, you know, hand on his chest and just being like, just breathe in, you know? And this fucking asshole comes out, sorry, not sorry, okay? Crazy eye Mark shows up because, you know, sometimes off the field he can be the nicest guy, but
I've seen him on the field
just be such a douchebag, okay? Like, just his fucking eyes went so crazy, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And he comes storming on the field because Nick had said, yeah man, don't like wrestle the ball. He said, I'm not supposed to wrestle the ball. Like, no, you're not. You're not supposed to wrestle.
Sometimes people just have a day.
And I was just, yeah, right? And so, didn't like that. Really pissed after that, that we ended up, you know, kind of doing that. But it is what it is. And I do have to say, there's a lot of, like, oof on that team. They like to chip away and just talk the whole time. And I was laughing about it at one point. The one woman was just, she just kept saying something. She kept asking for a flag. I thought she was being funny. And I was like, is she joking? I can't tell if she's joking. If not, this is really fucking annoying. And then I started laughing because I'm like, this is what's the team I played against? Blue Balls?
Yeah.
Blue Ballers.
Blue Ballers.
Yeah, those guys. I tend to, when you're, especially when you're losing by like 30, 40 points, you like start joking and you be like stupid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you don't know somebody, you don't think that's joking. And I think they started getting aggravated with me. So I was kind of laughing because I'm like, this bitch is starting to annoy me. And I was like, oh, I bet you I sounded like that to them. Yeah. So I was just like, shut up. My God. And there's so much like holding off the line and elbows going out. And I'm like, if that's how you're playing two-hand touch after this many years of knowing, like, and that's your only way to get a playoff, it's just aggravating. So didn't like that loss.
Well,
not
all right.
Lie.
I just have a very quick question about this time slot because it was brought to my attention, and I'm just curious. How is Maddie allowed to play on three teams?
I don't know, George. You tell me, bud.
I was told by Scott it's because she brought in a new team, but I thought the whole thing was you can't be on three teams no matter what.
I mean,
well,
I don't make the rules. Jeff makes the rules, and at the end of the day, I mean, she literally brought in a team of mostly new women.
And
it's super cool to have a, not just like a gender team, but like a true female team going in there. And, well, that is kind of one of the ways to getting another team is that you bring in a completely brand new team and bring new people to the league. So that's kind of where that comes from. So she has her normal team.
Mm-hmm.
The Stunts are her gender team, and then she has the brand new team that she brought in too. But also, like, it's a good story, and any dude who gets all fucking pissy about, I'm gonna play on more teams, shut the fuck up. Like, it's cool. Just, like, fucking go with it. God.
But then ref, and then be on Breakfast Club when we have it.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I wanted to play Breakfast Club so bad, and it wasn't
going. Were you gonna sign up as QB?
What?
Would you have signed up as QB?
I would have done whatever. It doesn't really matter.
That's cool, though.
Way to go, Jeff. Well, see you in the spring.
For spring.
If I needed to be QB, I would have been QB. If I needed to be a receiver, I would have been a receiver.
That's
I'm actually kind of glad he didn't do it this session.
Why's that?
Because there's only, like, 6 weeks in between the sessions, and I think it's just a lot to, like, get everybody. Because I know when, because we're captains, we do the draft here, and it's, like, getting people to, like, can you do it Tuesday? Can you do it Thursday? How about 6? 7:15? You know, and, like, we all have all these different, and it was really difficult, and that was when we did it, was, like, what, March or April? That was
easy.
Not
the middle of summer.
Not the middle of summer where everybody's got something going on.
And Game On's going on that time, too. They do in between.
Yeah, I think it's smart to take fall off. I won't lie.
Yes and no, because I think that, like, fall is also the time you get people who see Breakfast Club in the spring and they're like, oh shit, that's a thing I can do, that seems super awesome, I'm gonna definitely do it in the fall. And it's almost easier to get them signed up, as opposed to, like, now we gotta wait until next March to start asking people and be like,
yeah, hey. I didn't know about it until the end of fall last session, and then I couldn't do the spring because I had too much softball going on. I would have missed way too many weeks,
right?
And I was hurt. But then in the fall I was like, yes, I'm so excited to do it, I'm gonna play on two teams and then Breakfast Club, and then it wasn't a thing.
Way to go, Jeff. Just had to have surgery.
And just sell those shirts because I want the whole collection.
Just kidding.
What'd you say, George? I'm sorry.
I want the whole collection of t-shirts.
Every color?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a lot of them. I don't know if I have every one, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I played 3 years, and I got the same color 2 years in a row, and it's really upsetting to me because
I was
just
orange
wanted
for, like,
more of
the
them.
First 3 seasons because America drafted me, and we had to keep being orange for Syracuse. I don't know if we talked about it because we talked a bunch. Cunning Stunts 53, Girthquakes 24, The Girthquakes did beat the Stunts last year, I will say that, but I think that was their only win, and maybe the Stunts were mad about what happened before, and obviously the Girthquakes had already played a game too, and the Stunts just kind of throttled them. Not really much to say there. Which is cool. That gets us through the day of games, which brings us to our winners, losers, and final thoughts section. This is where we'll go around the room and everyone can give their winner of the week, and then we'll do losers, and then we'll do our final thoughts, which can be anything you want it to be about. It's super fine. You're going to be A-okay because Doreen has to go first. Doreen, your winner of the week.
Okay, so I have two. I apologize that I don't know his name. It's a guy on Blue Ballers, but it is the guy that I hit in the face because man, he just took a hit and he just finished his route. He was super nice about it, and I felt really awful. So that's one of them. My other winner of the week is Joe K.
Yay!
So three things. Number one, you grabbed the beer because I was running my ass off today.
I also drank the beer, so I feel like. Yeah.
Do you want another one?
Oh, I couldn't. Wow.
Yeah, one more.
I mean, you could have talked more. But okay.
But yeah. So bring the beer. And then just, like, continuing to do this podcast and putting it together each week. And
I can't do it without you.
I know.
But realistically, I got you and, you know, whoever we get to be Tino, although it's usually Tino.
I know,
and then
that was so fun.
Getting guests to show up, it's a lot. And, like, people who probably don't know anymore, what we did with Lenny, it was easy because Lenny texts like a 12-year-old girl, so he had no problem getting anybody to show up. And if they didn't, okay, well, I gotta go to the next person. He just, it was never a problem. So we've been pretty good on guests. We've had a couple last minute, like, hey, we have our regulars, but
sometimes we just forget we're having too much fun
the
field.
Today, I completely. Oh, asking people? Yeah, that's just because.
We talked, so we had them lined up, but we just forgot it was Monday because it was a holiday.
Yeah, so
and
I didn't realize until
2:30. Yeah.
But
so.
Hey, thank you. And what else? You said there were three?
And there was three reasons. Oh, well, because you had a rough bit of news yesterday.
We'll
I know, but then you're still putting it together to come here today, so I just appreciate
Do
it.
Do my thing. Mm-hmm.
Do you know your winners yet?
Winner? Go ahead. You could just say anybody. Pick somebody on your team who's cool.
It can't be Bobby, though. We've talked too much about
him. I was going to say Bobby. He had two or three touchdowns. You know, I'm going to go with JT, because JT caught a very questionable ball that I threw that could have been picked off, and he caught it, which saved my ass in that game, because if they would have caught that, and even if running back for a pick six, like, that would have put the game at a one score at halftime, and he snagged it, and I was scrolling right, threw a questionable ball, probably shouldn't have thrown that ball either. He had 6 inches of separation, but it was my only option, or else I was going to throw it out. I was hoping that he would just catch it, and he made a great catch and caught it for a touchdown. So I'm gonna say JT's the winner of that.
Yeah, John.
Glorious.
Good
Georgie
job, John.
Georgie, what do you got?
My winners are Scared Hitless and Bullet Club because we are on a winning streak on both teams, and I love it.
It has been fun. I got two winners of the week. First one, we kind of touched on it already, but I want to, like, reiterate that the Flying Ballers are fucking cool. Yeah, I'm going to especially shout out their QB Nate again, who just, he would scramble, he would throw across his body, and he would just be, he was throwing fucking dimes. And
yeah, we watched him throw a full field touchdown.
Oh yeah, he casually just like touched, yeah. He just casually like threw it and went the complete.
He didn't even like awesome. Put his body into it, he just kind of like chucked it.
And oh, it was great, like, I can't wait to play these guys.
Oh yeah, good luck to you.
D6,
yeah. Fuck. Yeah, both him and there's some other dudes, like the one guy, there was a guy wearing a Peterson jersey who was playing really good on defense, if I remember. Yep. There was another tall dude wearing a half shirt. He made really great fucking catches.
Yep.
And then, of course, I already mentioned the girl who is, she's short as fuck, but she's making snags in the back of the end zone and throwing touchdowns.
In sweatpants.
And that's fucking, yeah, in sweatpants. And
baggy
hot
sweatpants.
As fuck out. So, like,
yeah.
She's just better than all of you, too. I don't
that
know what
awesome.
Her name is. If anybody gets this to them, let me know what her name is, because, you know, she's in the running for D6 female MVP if that's how she plays every week. So, shout out to them. The other one goes to Scott Klusman. Besides being pretty cool. Besides being pretty cool, like, when I was reffing, he asked me how I was doing, and, like, I kind of talked about stuff. He's just being a good friend. But the main thing is, he refereed our Bullet Club game, and there was a ILF through an almost touchdown in the corner of the end zone before the half, and Scott called it a touchdown, and it was right in front of me. It was very clearly not a touchdown because the ball wasn't over the line, and there was only 1 foot in. And I was like, Scott, that's not a touchdown. And he's like, well, you have 1 foot in. And I looked at him, I go, yeah, that's my point. And his brain went, oh, I'm a fucking dope. But instead of, like, holding on to it and being like, oh, let me go talk or whatever, he went, nope, I just am a moron and got the rule wrong. It has to be 2 feet, and just immediately waved it off. And I was like, well, thank you. That was easy. But, like, I don't think every referee.
I love to not see that way.
I don't think. I don't care. I know what
happened.
I know.
I just want to put it out there.
The point is, I don't think we have enough referees that will immediately be like, shit, I fucked that up. Like, let me immediately change the call, where a lot of them will either not do it because they'll be, like, too macho or egotistical about it, or they'll be like, let me go talk to somebody else, and then they'll be like, I'm just talking to you so I can, like, make the right call. But he did it right away, realized what he was saying, and he's like, that was cool. So, like, just for him owning, like, getting the wrong call and then making it right away, I thought that was...
What was the 2 feet in thing?
He only had 1 foot. He
so
only,
in the end zone, you
in
have
front
to have
of
2 feet.
Yeah, the ball was in, so he only had 1 foot in.
Got it.
Yeah.
And when I was like, that's not a touchdown, he was like, he had 1 foot in.
I just panicked, because I was like, no, we only need to
because
have
if the ball
in,
never
the
crosses
back.
The
yeah.
line,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
got it.
That's what that was about. So, shout out to him for just, like, owning it and just,
yeah.
like, getting the call correct.
And his birthday's coming.
Yay.
Fun.
All right, losers of the week. This can be anybody who just kind of
Mark Viscaglia.
Yeah, I figured that's where you were going.
Crazy
so,
eye motherfucker. Jeez.
Yeah, Dorian had a day with that, and that's pretty exciting. So
dumb. Cool. Get your act right.
Bridget, who's your loser of the week?
Bobby. Say Bobby.
I'm not saying Bobby.
She's been texting, so he's probably like, you better not make me loser of the week. It's true. She's terrified.
Never. I'm going to say the whole team of four tutties, because how do you put up 0 points?
Oof.
That is my loser of the week.
There you go. That's the right answer.
That's not great.
George?
Mine's fun. Texas football. And is it Archie?
Archman. I should have said that.
I need to know.
That
I need a DNA test. Are you adopted?
He just played the best team in college football. What are you going to do? Leave the kid alone.
I'm just saying what his family said.
Oh, wait. No, that's fair. You're not family. My loser of the week is Tino.
Oh!
He's not here, bro.
Don't you dare, cuz.
I can, bro. Because,
no,
like, he should be
here. He's probably making money.
No, he's not. He's partying at some dude's hair he cuts.
Yeah, he's probably cutting someone's hair there
no,
right now.
No, he's not. He's just fucking drunk as shit and probably doing mushrooms and Tino shit. So, Tino, like, as a new superstar celebrity of the league, you gotta be here for these things. You can't just teach me how to say paisan and what it means at the bar and then just run away.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It'd probably be a
friend.
Or shit.
Oh, okay.
He's like, we made it a thing. It was a whole thing. Tino's a fucking best.
Like friend brother.
It's hard to make Tino actually a loser, but like he's not here, so I'm just gonna fuck with him anyway. Because he'll listen to it and be like, yo, bro, I was gonna be there, but I had to go to the party. All right, final thoughts. Just gonna again be anything you want it to be. You know the drill. Doreen, tell me your final thought.
Yes, I had lots of hugs this Saturday, and I just want to say thank you to everybody.
What was the number?
I actually lost track. I don't know. Past 15, I lost track.
I was gonna say when I saw you, you were like bing, bing, bing. I was like fourth in a row.
Yeah. But the best hug goes to Ducky, like lifted me up and twirled me around. So that one.
I have to meet this person named Ducky.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea who.
Oh,
he's
Ducky's fantastic.
About.
Yeah.
What? Dropkowitz?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say it. I was like,
Ketchowitz?
If you don't say it.
How do I know, Ducky?
I love
you know Alex.
Alex.
Oh,
Alex, fantastic.
Christ.
Yeah. Didn't know his name was Ducky.
I didn't know where the Ducky thing came from either. But
just because
I got plenty of pictures of all of us with ducks.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that, but I'm.
He's such a sweetheart.
He's fantastic.
No, I love Alex. That's why I want him to work with us. It's great.
So I have like a couple little thoughts about how the whole thing about staying after the, you know, the games and things like that. I was like shocked because it was such a gorgeous day on Saturday.
Holiday weekend.
Yeah, and then it was what?
Holiday weekend.
Everyone was going to travel.
Oh, thank you for saying that, because I'm like, I'm getting nervous that it has everything to do with how expensive the Rose Garden has gotten.
That might be it too.
You know,
half and half.
A little column A, a little column B.
I know, and I'm just like, try to stay after. We totally understand. Do you know what the $70 bottle of wine they had advertised?
It might have gold flakes in it.
Where the fuck does this
gold slug?
I was just gonna say that.
That's a joke, man.
I'm just
tell
like,
me you're an alcoholic without telling me.
I'm a bartender. Calm down.
So that's another way to tell.
Bobby, I'm not an alcoholic. I promise.
Yeah, only, as he's only, kicking your cans off on the side.
Oh,
he's
like, only wow, after, how do you know that
after the game? But anyway, so I do hope a lot of people stay this week because we're having the cornhole tournament this week.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
Garrett's throwing a cornhole tournament.
I love cornhole and I can't be there.
And softball?
I have softball.
Yeah.
We have literally one game Columbus. At like 10 a.m.
Oh,
so just stay. And I think it's going to be at 3, right, after the last game?
Yeah, it's like 3:30.
I'll be there.
People who are just there, you're just going to blind draw. They're going to pick our teammates. You can also, it doesn't have to be just people in the league, bring people from
outside
of the league.
I'm so sad I'm missing that.
So, this is also a good opportunity to bring people in that maybe, you know. So, I know my friend John is coming.
She put up flyers.
Yeah.
Just
well, Tyson is working. That's another of my winners.
Well, you told me it was a
thing. Yeah, he is working on a QR code, or he actually already did the QR code.
Does it link to, like, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the website? Cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, a big blown-up sign.
So I'm like, let's look into how we can make this and put it, like, around the bar and also put it, you know, by the fields.
I want it right when you walk on the fields. I want it to be like an easel that's like a painting type. So people are like, oh shit, boom.
Yeah.
That way you can do it. And I still think a league Discord would be a good idea.
We used to, remember like during COVID, we had to sign the QR code
to
sign the waiver.
Kind of what, right.
You
but
know,
we also
it's
had
almost
to have like fence around the
arch.
League so you can only go in one way.
Yeah.
And we had to do our own version
that's
of it.
That's what I was also going to bring up is a, since that's going to be happening, do you still want me doing the Halloween Bowl this winter?
I never not want you to do that.
Drunk Bowl? It's almost been 2 years.
It's the 4 p.m. game, according to Lenny.
That works.
Because we can't
4 p.m., get to wear costumes.
That's so fun.
I will put it together
it's
again.
It's the best one. When people, we would just, I remember the 1 year Val came as a Black Widow, and she was rushing, but she had two little like guns, so that a sack counted if she shot the quarterback.
That's fantastic.
One time, Gordon came as Uncle Sam, and he scored a touchdown and then lit off fireworks.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the best.
That's great.
So, I mean, we've done some crazy shit. It's been a lot of fun, so. But I think this is still.
But we're ending 2 weeks before Halloween.
We don't need an excuse to wear costumes, Orion. Jesus Christ, have you met us?
Yeah,
but also
just get your costume before all of the good ones are taken, then.
Yeah,
sorry.
Spirit is open. Okay, well, do you have anything else to read? I just realized we keep talking about your final thought this whole time, so we're good?
We're good.
All right, I wanted to make sure before I could go.
Yeah.
Bridget, guess what? You could do a final thought about your experience in the league and how much fun you're having, or people who suck, or what you think, or whatever.
Okay.
Just go nuts.
I just want to say that the female talent in D1, D2, D3 is absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
I was used to playing, like, sports where, like, you have a couple bad people on every team where you kind of have to, like, hide them. There's no one you have to hide in, like, the D1, D2, D3, even, like, D4, D5. I don't know, I haven't watched it. D6. But, like, there is so much good talent in this. I'm so happy I get to play with, like, all these other athletic females, and it makes for a great experience. Like, you run around and you're covered. Like, doesn't matter how good you run. Like, Katie Salisbury was on me last week, and I could not get off of her. She had me right.
Giggity?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
She would not let me 1 foot off of her.
Yeah.
She's fantastic, and I would like to shout out to Lexi. She's a great receiver on my
team. What's up, Lexi?
Yep, she's fantastic. I love having her as my receiver, too, and being a receiver with her. So, thank you for my whole D5 team for being really good, though. Helps me a lot.
Nailed it. We're even nervous. So proud of you.
I was thinking about that for the last, like, 4 minutes.
Still proud of you, bro. You did it. Georgie, final thoughts?
Very short and simple, but it turns into kind of a little bit longer. This is actually the most fun in the league I've ever had.
Okay,
aww.
Go on.
Coming off of an injury that I didn't know if I was going to play again. So like,
I knew you were going to play again.
I didn't.
Yeah, but I did, so it didn't matter.
I actually was like really thinking about not playing anymore.
Lasertrons aren't going to build themselves.
Or something else that's in the works. Come talk to me.
Go on, though. Please. I'm just fucking with you.
And I'm not playing as much anymore, and watching both of my teams, like, play awesome.
I will confirm that there was times during the Bullet Club game where George was on the sideline, and because we, our team showed up.
I didn't play offense
forever, and he was just like, "You know how much fun it is to like not have to play every single down and see other people like doing well and like supporting him." He's like, "This is the best. I don't have to be out there, and I'm not exhausted now. Sweet." Mm-hmm. So,
and then like scared hitless, I didn't play offense at all. Like I played defense and like watched my team and like watched Jordan, who's like got this whole new way of life, and it's awesome to watch. And it's really cool to see all the people that, like, I was excited to play with. Now I'm actually playing with them again. So, it's nice.
Is Jordan, he's quarterbacking Mavericks.
And Scared Hitless.
And Scared Hitless? I did not know that.
He's going for his three-peat in D2.
Oh, I love that.
Pretty sweet.
Good for him.
If he does, he should be the number one quarterback in the rankings. I'm just calling it out.
Mm-hmm. I thought you did the rankings, Eric.
I don't do that.
You do?
I don't know. No,
I don't do that.
He, as far as I know, he doesn't, I guess.
It's all very hush-hush.
Right. There's a few people. I don't know who's on the committee.
We'll release the files on that soon.
Yeah, right.
soon. It's on my desk.
You're good then, right?
Yeah, that's right, great.
Cool. I just didn't want to like jump over you. I didn't know what to say. All right, my final thought is, I'm trying to think of a good way to eloquently put this. I think being Joe K in this league is a blessing. In the terms of, like, you know, I was just a dude who came in here. I was friends with a couple people, but I kind of had the ability to, like, connect with Lenny, and once you do that, like, you become the character, and you become Joe K the character, and that's kind of what Lenny puts you in the zone. But I was all here for it because, fuck it, it's super fun. Like, here I am 20 or 12 years later still doing this podcast. Well, I didn't do the podcast all the time, but I've been in the league for 12 years, I think. Because I think it was, like, 2013. Irrelevant. But because of that, I find that a lot of people know who I am. And I don't mean that in any sort of cocky way. It's just like a thing where it's like, oh, man, Joe K is pretty awesome. It's pretty sweet. Like, yeah, cool. And I love that shit. And
you feel loved. It's not cocky.
Right.
It's
right.
Love.
That's kind of where I'm going with it because, I mean, sometimes you feel like because of that, you got to be, like, on all the time. Like, you're almost, like, in character, like, hey, there's got to be Joe K for everybody. And that whole shit happens. But this past week was probably, arguably, it might actually be the hardest week that I've had to deal with in my entire life. It was very, very fucking brutal. You know, I went through a bunch of shit. My grandma just passed away. But, like, also, apparently, it broke up with Chelsea, which sucks. And it was a whole thing. Doreen gasped. But it's a thing. And it was, like, it's cool. Because I know we've kind of done this before. But, like, there's stuff going on. It's nothing bad. Like, it was just, like, there's nothing terrible. Like, I don't want anybody who hears this to be like, oh, shit, like, whatever, I hate Chelsea. You shouldn't, because there's nothing wrong. She's just, there's just some stuff that she's working through. It's cool. I'm not mad. I'm bummed, of course, but like, I'm not mad. It's fine. But it's just where it's at. The point is, like, all this kind of happened, and then I still had to go to the fields and, like, play games, and I knew I wasn't on, like, a Joe K. And the amount of fucking people who called me out on it almost instantaneously is, I can't even remember. There's so fucking many of them. Like, I mean, between, like, Scott Glusman, hey, you good over here? Ashley from Pitterade, like, she's the first person I saw. She's like, you're not good. What's going on with you? And, like, you know, I'd explain that stuff. And, like, you know, George, I talked to you for a while. And, like, Tammy kind of called me out on it. And, like, other people are just like, you're not you. What's going on? And I was like, I'm trying to be me. Shut the fuck up. But, you know, it was cool to be able to, like, vent and all that stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is, like, I always come on these things. I'm always like, oh, man, like, if you've even been, like, part of the TSL where you're not coming on the podcast or hanging out at the bar or going to the banquets or doing all the random crazy shit we do, you miss out on a lot because you miss out on the whole family aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And in a weird way, like, even though I had not the best week, it was still really fucking cool to have people text me even today, like, hey, I was talking to you on Saturday, or I saw you on Saturday, and you didn't look great. I didn't really want to ask you about it, because, like, maybe it's just an off day, but it's still fucking with me, so I want to know what's going on. Like, you good? And I had a lot of those conversations today, and it was a bummer, but it was still really cool to be like, all these fucking people give a shit. All these people really are family. They're all like, you're not good? I can tell you're not good, because I know you. What can I do to help? Do you want to just talk about it? Do you want to just go do 37 shots and not remember anything ever again for the rest of your life? Do you want to just like, hey, if you're bored, do you want to just come over, watch some TV, we'll hang out, we'll do whatever. So it's just a general shout out to like the entire league. Like, I'm not trying to make this about like, oh, everything's super sad for me, oh my god, it sucks. It does suck, it is what it is, it's cool.
But okay. This league makes sucky things easier to deal with.
Right. And
there's a lot of good people in this league.
As it's a league founded on sucky things, that's a different thing. But brings it to this thing where it's like, I have so many great people in my life because of the league and because of, you know, my ability to be the Joe K of it all. And I get really lucky with that. And I never actually forget that because I always, like, preach about it. But, like, even when you still remember that that's how it is, but, like, when you need it, and you don't realize you need it, but it still happens, and, like, everybody's there for you, like, in an instant when you don't even really say anything. Like, you know, Garrett, too, is another one. I'm trying to remember everybody I talked to, but it's not that important. A lot of stuff sucked, but the league's still there for you, and that's kind of, like, the best thing of all time. So
that was why I came back to the league. I had a breakup.
Right? And Tim's the greatest person of all time.
So. Yeah, I had a breakup 26 years ago, and true. I said, I'm going back to that football league. That thing's fun.
I'm gonna get drunk and not feel feelings anymore. And like, no, but
thank you, Raina, for bringing me into the league. I've had a great time for
you. Here's your winner.
Yeah,
you know what? Raina's my winner of the week.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate her for bringing me in. And
she's
JT.
Your second winner. Don't take it away from JT.
No, JT did fantastically. He's helped me a lot.
He's also so nice. He'll share it. It's fine.
No, absolutely. No. So yeah, I guess that is the semi-somber note we're going to leave things on, but I don't really care.
I think it's great. We're sharing and we're caring. Do you want to know something? It's actually really interesting that what you said because, oh, I love that. I love that move. It's like Uncle Rico.
People can't see us, so it's hard.
Well, if I just said it's like Uncle Rico in the glamour shot. Yeah. So if they are up to their, you know, pop culture standards. Yes. Saturday morning I had Miles's baseball game. And I got kind of stuck talking to other women, and for everybody who knows me,
awful.
Yeah, like my husband was like laughing about it. Like he was just like, "You were socializing," and I'm like, "Yeah." Do you know how many times a couple of guys, like Mike Thomas, the one day pulled up while I was talking to a neighbor, and he goes, "It's really funny seeing you be like a Williamsville mom," because I go, "It's exhausting."
Yeah.
And so, because it's not really me, and you have to be on.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, so when you were saying that, and it's just like drains your social battery, I was so drained.
Please hear that.
I was so drained from just having this 2 hours of sitting there and talking to these three moms and being like, right? And then after that, I'm like, I cannot wait to get to football where I can be normal.
Yeah.
Which my normal is terrifying for a lot of people, but it's...
I love you.
Yeah, but the people who get it, right? But I sat down, and Brent McKenzie came up, and he said, hey, is this your first game, or how many games have you played? I was like, no, I just showed up, and he's like, holy cow, you haven't been here all morning? I said, no, but I've been draining my social battery all morning, so thank God I'm here. He goes, oh, so you can be on? I was like, no, I don't feel like I have to do that here. I feel like... You know, I'm going to say also, I'm going to add some winners as well. Brent McKenzie and Will on TMA, because they are just always like, Brent McKenzie is always just so happy and he keeps everything so lighthearted. He's such a lovely human. And then Will, because at one point somebody did tell me to relax on the other team, and that is just my trigger. And I was like, and he just stepped in between us.
I can't say
us.
That at home either.
Yeah, no, you do not tell
chill.
Women to relax.
Don't do it.
Calm down. Oh,
then I see the
you
want
to escalate a situation? Tell a woman to relax. And he
I'll
just
take care of it.
Will,
oh,
got,
no.
Will got in between, and he was like, don't tell her to relax. It was just
you're
great.
Not
going
to like her when she's cranky.
Yeah, I know.
No?
So just, but again, that's a family member that just came to your defense, that came up and... And I want you to know, I knew you were upset on Saturday, and I came up and I stole your last beer.
I know, I gave it to you, though.
I kind of stole it.
Probably shouldn't have drank it at that point.
Oh. So that was my contribution. I'm like, I'll take that.
Thanks, Doreen.
You're welcome.
The best.
He'll talk to me if he wants.
I did want to touch on something, though, just because you brought it up to me again. Sorry, people who are listening a little bit longer. Suck it. But you brought up, like, always being on at the fields and stuff. I'm not... saying that I'm being on, like when I say, but I definitely had to be maybe in the beginning where it was like I was still figuring out who I was in the league, etc. So like I said, it was 12 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm incredibly different now. So like most of just being Joe K is just being me. Like that's just who I am. So, but it does feel like if I'm having the bad day, then it's got to be like, well, people have a certain expectation. Maybe we just don't show that we're in a bad spot today. Mm-hmm. But obviously, given the things that which I was speaking of, it's a little hard to cover that one up. So, but yeah. It's like the second that I was even a little off, seven people were there. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, my first game's not even over. And like four people are like, you don't seem right. I noticed you from four fields away. Like, what's up? And it's like, that's just the coolest feeling in the world that people give such a shit about a stupid fucking football league, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's why I say we play this game to escape reality for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Well, we usually just say we're literally the drinking league with a football.
It's the 1 hour you play before you get to the bar. The 60 minutes you waste before you get to the bar.
No, it's the break because you usually start beforehand. But, all right, we're going to end it on that. Thank you, of course, Doreen, for letting us be here. We found out we don't even need you now, which is cool.
You got the code.
Right. George, thank you for being filling Tino. You're spectacular. Tino, we miss you. We can't wait to have you back, guys. And then Bridget, thank you because you're new and excited in the league and you're performing very, very, very fucking well and you're getting known mainly because the team's named after you, but also because you're fucking slinger.
For the record, I did not want the team named after me.
Oh, I figured that. Don't get me wrong. But I also know that just from talking to you when we talked, like we had like the pre-interview at the bar and all that other stuff, and you were like, well, what am I going to do? What is this? Okay, cool. I think I can do this. I know that this was kind of hard for you. Like, obviously, since, like, reading the scores occasionally got a little difficult. So I do want to say, like, thank you extra because, like, I know that this seems like you're out of your comfort zone a little bit.
I definitely am.
But you fucking, you nailed it. So, like, don't worry about it.
And that's good thing. I didn't suck. Okay. So then, A-okay. I was nervous.
So with that, anybody who's new and might be nervous, obviously it's going to go pretty well. We'll save you like Doreen saved Bridget earlier. So don't be scared.
Thank you.
Send an email to Jeff Kroll, me, see us at the field. Whatever. Although I say that, and I don't think some of these people know who the fuck we're talking about. Like, they don't know I'm Joe K. They don't know you're Doreen.
I didn't know who you were till.
Right. Exactly.
They brought me over.
We should go.
We need Dame Tags.
We should do a day where we.
I've seen you before. I didn't
go
know your name.
To every team and just like yell it really quick.
It should be on the website. It should be like, these are the people we're talking about.
Yeah.
Or if we did a QR code for people to sign up for the podcast.
Well, I mean, that can be included
cute.
Too.
A yeah, sign that'd be up list.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh. Here we go.
Guys, I did the goodbye thing, and now we're talking about stuff. Stop it. No, all right. Again, thank you, everybody, for being here. I truly appreciate all of you. It's been, you know, it's been fun. So thank you to all 400 or so that actually listen to this, and everybody talks about it and gets all, like, butthurt about whatever we said. I don't really care. Thank you, everybody, and I guess we'll just see you on Saturday. We'll talk to you later, and that's it. Bye.
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 You going to do it?
Bye.
You
got to do the bye.
There.